year. And just start by looking ahead to the next term. On the table in the welcome area as you came in, and in the racks beside, is the new term card, which gives you details of our services through from next Sunday through to the end of August. So do take one of those and notice what's coming up. And I want to just mention one or two things that are on that program and that are after, outside that program rather, that are the non-Sunday events. So I want to mention the fact that next Sunday evening, we will be back to normal with our four services next Sunday. Ben Niblett is coming from Tier Fund to speak to us on the very important and topical issue of climate change and what we as Christians should be doing to protect our planet, what we as fellow human beings can be doing to protect our planet. So do, if you don't normally come to 6:30, think about making a special effort this coming Sunday, 6:30, Ben Niblett from Tier Fund. And it's part, Peter Watson has made sure that it's part of the Kingston Towns Festival, Paint the Town Green. So it's being advertised more widely than just among the churches, which is great. On the 23rd of May, you know about Peter Sanderson's party. It was in the news sheet last week. If you don't know, you could ask him. You are all invited. 3rd of June is the Big Supper. That's, we have a big breakfast once a year. The Big Supper is an evening version of it, when we just come together, enjoy a meal together, hosted by our small groups. And if you want to know these dates, the ones that are not Sundays, as there's a blue piece of paper with the Sundays on, there's a green piece of paper with all the other events that I'm mentioning listed on them. Do take one of those. So Wednesday the 3rd of June, the Big Supper. 20th of June is the next Women's Breakfast with Tricia Marnham. 28th of June, Sylvester will be ordained. I mentioned earlier the vagaries of the Church of England. One of them is that after a year, if you've been a good boy, and I have to write a report about him to say if he has been a good boy, then you are ordained priest. For your first year, you're ordained deacon, then you're ordained priest. And it's just basically, it means you're in a probationary year for your first year. So for a very unusual occasion for us, that's here at St. Paul's on the 28th of June, and it's at 3:30 p.m. So we won't have an evening service that day, but anyone is welcome to come along on the 28th of June to Sylvester's ordination. And it'll be fancy dress again. Then on the 11th of July, Heather and I are celebrating our 100 years together by having a cream tea to which you are all invited. That's a Saturday, and it'll be in the Vicarage Garden. If it's fine, it'll be in here if it's usual British summer weather. And then on the 19th of July, Peter Sanderson is organising an international quick cricket match. It's a bit of fun on a Sunday afternoon. And there'll be more details about that coming out later. So lots of fun things to look forward to. And as I said, this green paper lists those and some others as well, which you need to know about and which you can join in over the next couple of months. What else is happening over the year ahead? Well, looking further than just this next term, there are three significant things that I want to mention. The first one is a major change to our staff team. That is that we're looking to employ a children's and family worker from September. You saw from Rob and Chris's video, you saw from the Rainbows summer party, how many babies, children, we have in our congregation. It's a growing area. We have a youth worker looking after the youth of the church, and we felt as a PCC it was right that we also employ a children's and family worker to do the things that the regular team cannot do. They do a fantastic job. They put in hours and hours week by week. But we'd like to do more. We'd like to do parenting courses. We'd like to build relationships with the families. We'd like to possibly do holiday clubs as well. All sorts of extra opportunities, but the current team just couldn't manage it. So from September, we're looking to employ a children's and family worker, and that's very exciting. I was talking, however, to a colleague a little while back who said, oh, we advertised for one of those three times and then gave up because we couldn't find anyone. So it's good if we start praying, Lord, help us to find somebody and help us to find the right person. I'm looking forward to that with real excitement as a whole new development of our ministry and a whole new possibility for outreach, discipleship and fun. Then, as I mentioned at the big breakfast, we're looking ahead to major seating changes in that the growth of the church, and in particular the midweek activities in the church on Wednesdays and Fridays, means that all the chairs that you're sitting on, all the ones in the sides as well as in the middle, are moved on a very regular basis. And it's killing the chairs, it's killing the carpet, and it's killing the backs of the people that move them. And at Holy Trinity Richmond, they went through a similar exercise to this. I'm very good friends with Trevor Patterson. Those of you who were at the 9 o'clock last Sunday will have met Trevor. And they had a similar discussion. And he saw the chairs that we're going for on the screen in my study and said, that's just what we want. So they're going for the same ones. And I said, well, it's taken the PCC here ages and ages to debate this and discuss this and decide on it. You know, how's it going in your church? And his administrator said to me, oh, it went through really easily because it's the PCC who move all the chairs on a Saturday night. The chairs that we've got that you're sitting on are really lovely chairs. They're comfortable chairs. They're good, solid chairs. But if you try and pick them up and move them around, not just one, but four of them at a time on a trolley, and if you do that every week, you soon find it'd be really good if we had lighter metal chairs. Now, that means, of course, a significant outlay. And so what we thought we'd do is give you the opportunity to have a seat for your posterior. I mean, a seat for posterity. If you really want to, we could give you a marker pen and you can sign the bottom of it. And every Sunday when you come to church, you can crawl around on the floor and make sure you sit in your chair. But if we're looking at, say, 250 chairs, they cost around £40 a time. So that's about £10,000. If you want to sponsor one or two or three, you could sponsor a whole row and invite your friends to sit with you. That would be a fantastic way of buying these chairs. So it'll be slightly more than this, but to make life easy, I'm saying £40 a time. If you want to make a check or a gift payment to the church, every £40 that you give, in addition to your regular giving, buys you a chair. Can I have a little ooh? So there's two major changes we're looking forward to in the autumn. Oh, incidentally, and the idea is this appeal will be for 2 months. The PCC decided 2 months, and then we'll buy them. And we'll use the money that we've got from other sources, from our general fund, and possibly ask the hall trustees to meet the differential. But if you've paid it all by then that's fine. But I want to say there's going to be absolutely no change in certain areas of our church life. Because in the world that we're in, a lot is changing. And some of you are facing changes at work, some of you are facing change in your family situation, some of you face changes in relationships which are hard and tough and painful. And you look for a place in life that is unchanging. That, unfortunately, is not always the church, but it is always God. God is utterly dependable, utterly faithful, utterly loving, utterly committed to you with his unconditional love. And I'm always conscious when we have meetings like this that we can get very easily bogged down in thinking about buildings and chairs and money and plans and committees and structures. And actually, church is all about God. God must be at the centre of our life together. God must be at the centre of our PCC meetings. God must be at the centre of our annual church meetings. God must be at the centre of everything we do and everything we are. And I don't want you ever to be distracted by the fun term and the big breakfasts and the fun that we have from God. From the business meetings and the discussions that we have and the difficult decisions we have to make about how we're going to finance this project or how we're going to employ this new person, from God. He is the center, ground, and foundation of our being as a church. And so I want to encourage you, those of you who've been elected to the PCC, those of you who are leading ministries, those of you who come week by week, to keep God at the center of your life. Of your workplace, of your friendships, of your leisure time, and of our church. So that we never get drawn away by distractions about denominations or about structures or about business or even about finance. But we always come back to God and keep him at the heart. Because he's the one who makes this church what it is. And I don't, this business of outreach, discipleship, and fun. All that's supposed to do, that's supposed to be not a straitjacket to bind our life together, but a springboard to remind us of who we are in God. That we are those who've been welcomed into his family and we want to welcome others in. Those who have so much more to discover about him and those who are friends together in the family of God, young and old, married and single, newcomers and those who've been here on the flower rota for 35 years, that we're all one family together. So there is no change in that. As a church, my vision for the future is that we keep looking to God to grow in our own personal relationship with him, that we keep looking to God to grow in our relationships with one another, and that we keep looking to him to grow as a church in size, because we want more people to come to our children's groups, to our youth groups, to our services, to our small groups, to salvation. In a world that is in crisis, economic crisis, where there's great fear about the future, where we're going to, everything's going down, you know, we're going to be less prosperous, we're going to be more in debt. The good news as a Christian, your future is guaranteed to go on getting better as you stay close to God. You are guaranteed of eternal salvation. And the Bank of Heaven never goes bankrupt. You are guaranteed of a relationship with God if you walk with him. He will never abandon you. You are guaranteed of his Holy Spirit in your life and in our services together, because he's promised he'll never leave us. So in a world of uncertainty and change, and even in a church where things change year on year, let us keep God at the center. Center of our individual lives, center of our structural life, our PCC life, of our ministries, but also the center of our whole corporate life together, looking to him as our life, our vision, our focus. That's my hope and prayer for the year ahead. I am required to tell you the date of next year's meeting, which is, as the astute of you will notice, you can stop recording this bit, Morris.